You are listening to Southside Radio 102.9 FM, broadcast from the Carnegie Library Southside Branch. This Public Art Pittsburgh project brought to you by the City of Pittsburgh, produced by the Southside Local Development Company and artist Bob Bingham.
My name's Sarah, I'm 19, I work at the Beehive on the South Side. I moved here about a year ago from California, and getting bad.
And you work at the Beehive?
Yeah, I open about 5 days a week, coming out about 8 o'clock, 10 minutes late usually, and pretty much get everything going until somebody comes busting through the door needing their cup of coffee early in the morning. And usually it's one of the regulars who come in pretty much every day and, you know, get their morning started talking with their friends about whatever they do here, mostly artists, pretty tight-knit community.
What's the end of the day like on Southside for you after the morning
shift? After the morning shift, actually, I'm pretty beat after the morning shift. There's really a lot to do here, so I don't get out much, but nothing.
Why do you think it's...
She's so burnt out.
Talk about the artists that come in here. Why do you think they come in here? Why do you think there's big artists? Kind of slow down and elaborate.
Well, I think the artists kind of created this place in a way. I mean, the walls are adorned with their work. They're like the essence of this place in the morning. You know, they're in here. They're doing their thing. They straighten up the place. They, you know, put the art on the walls. They make the art that goes on the walls. They take care of it. You know, a lot of people that work here are artists, like the janitor. She definitely has something big to do with this, and she also, you know, does puppetry, theater stuff in the community. And the old janitor, Bob, takes care of the place. He didn't do the sculpture. Somebody else did the sculpture. He puts up all the artwork and takes care of the art au bac that we just got in the back room, which is, I believe, a lot of it's local artists' work. Some of it's, you know, non-local artists' work. But I've lost it. You better. Stutter, stutter.
The Beehive is a hub for many different types of people. Talk about the kids.
The Beehive. I don't work at night. I never work at night. I used to work the evening shifts, which is from 2:30 to 7:30. And in the summertime, it was pretty crazy. There were, I guess they're not really kids. They're my age. Most of them are probably older than me. But, you know, they did awful things, and they were terribly irresponsible. None of them had jobs. If they did, it was like selling drugs or something bad, you know. And they were pretty much jerks, and they tore the place up and vandalized the wonderful art that's everywhere. And, you know, I'm sure you've noticed rips in furniture and writing on tables. And we pretty much got rid of them. We got a security guard for a while, and he just started kicking people off the corner. Most of the kids have filtered out. I don't know if they've gone to other places or been arrested or, you know, what happened to them. Some of them cleaned up their acts, got jobs, grew up a little bit, and, you know, started contributing back into the community, or maybe going to school. That would be nice. but mostly I work in the mornings. I see, you know, the older adult crowd, and they don't give us any of the trouble like the kids do.
Do you get any older customers that come in here? What are they like?
Well, we get some older customers that aren't, like locals. They're always a little bit impressed with the atmosphere. And I've had people come in the morning, and they kind of sit off to themselves, and they seem a little standoffish. And until, you know, someone invites them to sit with their table, because always when people come in the morning, they're spoken to, unless they're like really mean or something. And they pretty much, you know, pick up on the thing. And I don't know. I've had people say, "Well, it seems like you guys all know each other, like you're an extended family or something." And I think in a way they are. You know, a lot of people are. They live in the same area. They do the same things. You know, they might work together. And I think it might be sort of an extended family in a way. Nicole's my extended family. that was bad.
see the future for the Beehive?
Future for the Beehive? I don't know. Hopefully it won't just close down like the Oakland Beehive does. That would be awful.
The first coffee shop in the South Bay.
Was it? No, there's what, 5 or 6? I don't know. I'm afraid that it might the owners might lose interest in it, and it, you know, may be closed or something, so that they can open a new bar or something. I'm not really sure how they feel about it. I don't talk to the owners very often, but that would be a shame. Cause I think it's a neat place, in spite of, you know, all the bad press that we might get, like the kids and stuff. But
can you talk about how the Beehive, how the Beehive provides like a place for people to congregate and talk, and that talk is action?
Can I think about that for a minute?
Yes, she's thinking. The wheels are turning.
What wheels? I'm tired.
We're almost there.
Okay. Let's see.
We were talking earlier about how, like, this community differs. Not like everyone is always hanging out everywhere all around the world, but, like, for some reason, people...
Yeah, for some reason, for some reason, the, you know, the idea of a slacker person hanging out in a coffee shop all day is much different here, because the people that I see every day that hang out in the coffee shop and talk about things actually do them and contribute to their community. You know, they have the puppet festival, and they have plays going on, and they have a radio show or an art exhibit, you know, rather than just talking about it and not actually doing anything. I'm not really sure why that happens, but they seem very active in the community. They do cleanup crews and, you know, actually do things for the community, and they are the community. And it's odd because they're not, you know, the normal, everyday, average person. They're different, and they're gifted, they're beautiful.
You are listening to Southside Radio 102.9 FM.